إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد وجزاً في الله سبحانه وتعالى may the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Insha'Allah, this is going to be a continuation of the explanation of the book Manhaj al-Salikin, written by Shaykh Abdurrahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala. The chapter is Bab al-Muharramat fi Nikah. The chapter has to do with al-Muharramat fi Nikah. Al-Muharramat is the plural of the word al-Muharramat. Al-Muharramat is gotten from the verb harrama, that is to prohibit. He prohibited. حَرَّمَ يُحَرِّمُ تَحْرِيمًا مُحَرِّمٌ مُحَرَّمٌ. المحرم is the one who prohibits. المحرم is what is prohibited. If it is a sin, you say المحرم. Then the plural is المحرمات. Until the chapter has to do with nikah, it means women that are not married, the women that we cannot marry. وَهُنَّ قِسْمَانِ. The women that are not married are of two types. مُحَرَّمَاتٌ إِلَى الْأَبَدِ. Those who are forbidden forever. وَمُحَرَّمَاتٌ إِلَىٰ أَمَدٍ. Those who are forbidden for a while. Not that they are forbidden forever. So we have those that you cannot marry forever and those that you cannot marry temporarily for one reason or the other. So if the reason is listed, they become eligible to you. فَالْمُحَرَّمَاتِ إِلَى الْأَبَدِ. Those that you cannot marry forever, سَبْعٌ مِنَ النَّفَرِ. They are seven مِنَ النَّفَرِ, that is from the نَفَرِ. We have the نَفَرِ, those we have blood relations with, those who are your blood relations. So these are called the nakar. If your relationship with somebody is blood relation, you say this is what? You are connected to the person through a nakar, through blood. Wahunna, they are al-ummahat, the mother. وَإِنْ عَلَوْنَا Human is the eye. Human is the eye. What does that mean? My mother, for instance, my grandmother, great-grandmother, my grandmother from my father's side, she's my mother. My grandmother from my mother's side, she is my wife, mother. So my direct mother that gave birth to me, she is what? My immediate mother. Then my grandmother through my father or through my mother is also my mother. So a son cannot marry his mother forever. A son cannot marry his mother forever. Contrary to what some people practice today. When we say cannot marry, it also involves not having sex with her. So not marriage as in maybe acting as husband and wife only. Cannot have sex with his mother in whatever form. Just as he cannot also marry her. Today, if you go to the West, some people will practice what is called incest. Incest is to be having sex with a relative. With a relative. This is incest. Having sex with somebody means a blood relation. Particularly the mother or the sister is the practice in the West today. So this is called incest. And you know, their matter is even worse. Some people they practice what they call bestiality, having sex with animals. See, it is not only homosexuality or lesbianism that is practiced over there. Just as some people are practicing homosexuality, some practicing lesbianism, some are practicing incest, some are practicing bestiality. All these are haram. A man must not have sex with a blood relation. It is haram for one to do that. The one who does that, the ruling is that such a person should be killed. That's the ruling, according to what is really. Regardless of whether the person who commits that as a man previously or not. So the Sheikh mentioned first, Al Umnahat wa in alawna wa in alawna. Number two, when banat or in the zalina, daughter, woman is the alu. Daughter, woman is the alu. A father cannot have sex with a daughter. A father cannot have sex with his daughter. Considered as his daughter is his granddaughter. The daughter of his daughter is his daughter. The daughter of his son is his daughter. He cannot have sex with her. He cannot marry her. He cannot have sex with her. Either through marriage or through zina, he cannot do that. So we know zina is haram. So the only one that is left is marriage. So you cannot do that. You cannot marry a daughter. Whether his immediate daughter or a granddaughter. From his daughter or from his son. While only banat is being killed, only if they are from the daughters of his daughters. Who is they are? The daughters of the daughters. Number three, wal aqwatu mutlaqan. Sister, mutlaqan, absolutely. When they say sisters absolutely, this includes full sister, that is from the father and the mother. A man cannot have sexual intercourse, that is, he cannot marry a sister for both father and mother, which we call al-ukhtu shaqiqa. He cannot have sexual intercourse, that is, marry a sister, that is, from the father only, which we call al-ukhtu li-abi, the paternal sister. He cannot have sexual intercourse with a sister from the mother, which we call al-ukhtu li-um, the maternal sister. So the sisters, generally, one cannot marry one sister. One cannot marry one sister. Generally, be she an ukhtu shaqiqa or an ukhtu li-abi or an ukhtu li-um. Number four, وَبَنَاتُهُنَّ, the daughters of the sister, the daughter of the sister. It is also haram for one to marry the daughters of one sister, that is, any of the sisters mentioned. Full sister, paternal sister, maternal sister. Their daughters is haram for their uncle. Correct? The man will be what? The man will be an uncle to those daughters, because he is a brother to their mother. Definitely, he is their uncle. So an uncle cannot marry his what? His niece. Huh? So an uncle cannot marry his niece. Number five, وَبَنَاتُ إِخْوَةٍ, and the daughters of the brother, the daughters of the brother, the daughters of the brother. Somebody asked the brother, be he a paternal brother or a maternal brother or a full brother. He has a brother, and that brother has daughters. That brother cannot marry the daughters of his brother, because he is an uncle to them. Because he is an uncle to them. Is that clear? Number six. وَالْعَمَّاتُ وَالْخَالَاتُ وَالْعَمَّاتُ وَالْخَالَاتُ, the aunt, both paternal and maternal. One cannot marry one's aunt. One cannot marry one's aunt. Both paternal and maternal. لَوْ أَوْ لِأَحْدِ أُسُولِ, maybe those aunts are his own aunts, or the aunts of his father. Or the aunts of his father. Or his mother. How this is clear. So these are the muharramat, the nasab, the assembly. If you look at all these people, they are blood relations. They are blood relations. The mother is a blood relation. The daughter is a blood relation. The sisters are blood relations. Their daughters are blood relations. Likewise, the daughter of the brothers are blood relations. The uncle, the aunt, both paternal and maternal are blood relations. So they are seven. They are seven. All these are blood relations that one cannot marry. You are a male. You are a man, and they are what? Females. You can't marry them. Why? Because they are blood relations. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت. حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم. Your mothers are forbidden unto you, and your daughter, and your sister, and your what? Your aunt, and your, that's your paternal aunt, your maternal aunt, wakalatu, wabanatul aunt, and your what? Your nieces. From your brother. And your nieces from your sister. So these people are what? They are muharramat. They matter. They are haram because of blood relations. You can't marry them. So any person who deliberately marries these people has committed what? A great sin. Any person who marries any of these people has committed a grave sin. And the person, according to the way of him, Wallahu A'lam, should be killed. Regardless of whether the person is young or not, or the person is previously married or not. Because he is a very grave sin. Some scholars will say, if the person does that, it's like he's making a halal of it, that this is kufr. So this is on one side. Now if you look at the verse, وَبَنَاتُ أَخْ وَبَنَاتُ أُخْتِ. It didn't say وَبَنَاتُ الْعَمْ وَبَنَاتُ Al-Amma, he didn't say that. وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخْ وَبَنَاتُ. Are you with me? He mentioned what? وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخْ. And what? بَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ. So if you look at it very well, for instance, I as a person, I cannot marry the daughter of my brother. I cannot marry the daughter of my brother. I cannot marry the daughter of my sister. My own son, are you with me? Can he marry my own son? Can he marry the daughter of my sister or my brother? That's permissible or not? Why? Is it called cousin? They are cousins. So that prohibition only affects me. It does not affect my own son. I cannot marry the daughter of my brother, the daughter of my sister, but my own son can marry both of them.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت. أمين عليك. حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت. So we say banatul am, banatul am, and banatul al amma, banatul khal or banatul khala. What do you mean here in the translation, so to say? What is the English word for بنات الخال أم بنات الأخت؟ أقول بنات العم. Cousin. So the verb is not saying what your cousin. And you look at the verb, Allah أحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم. أحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم. So and that's why when scholars say you can marry your cousin, don't be what? Surprised. Where did they get that? Because they were not mentioned in those that what? Were prohibited. And what we have is وَحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ. So بَنَاتُ الْخَالِ بَنَاتُ الْخَالَ أو بَنَاتُ الْعَمَّ بَنَاتُ الْعَمَّ are not mentioned because they are cousins. They are not nieces. It is the nieces that cannot be married, but the cousins can be married. So when we say the nieces, we are talking about a brother marrying, we are talking about a brother not marrying the daughter of his brother. It is haram for a brother to marry the daughter of his brother. But it's not haram for the son of the brother to marry the daughter of son. What is that practice? They believe that as a cousin, you can just enter upon each other. You can be separate. So they believe this. So the, all in the name of what? Blood relation. Not saying that this blood relation is not covered. This one is a bit distant, so that people can marry each other. So I can marry the daughter of my aunt. I can marry the daughter of my aunt. The daughter of my aunt, but I cannot marry the daughter of my brother. I can marry the daughter of my aunt, but I cannot marry the daughter of my brother. So I can be in seclusion with the daughter of my brother. I can see her. I can see some part in her. How this is clear? But the daughter of my aunt or my uncle, I cannot see her except what I will only treat her like an ajnabiyya. She's to me just like any other lady on the street. Yes, there is blood relation, but this blood relation is not rahimun muharramu or mahramu. It's not rahimun muharramu or rahimun mahramu. Do you understand? Rahim is what is the blood relation, the rahim. But it's not rahim or mahram. You know mahram. Mahram is the person that you cannot marry forever. So that lady, that is the daughter of my aunt, does not fall among the people that I cannot marry forever. The daughter of my uncle does not fall under the people that I cannot marry forever. For this reason, I cannot be a mahram. So the rahim is rahimun ghayru mahram or rahimun ghayru muharram. How this is played. So people should adjust it. Entering upon ladies that you are not supposed to enter upon. Seeing what you are not supposed to be. Seeing in ladies that are your relatives. However, there is no mahramiya between both of you. There is no mahramiya between both of you. So if the daughter of your uncle or your aunt comes to live with your parents, you are not supposed to be seeing some part in our that one. Two, you are not supposed to open the doors looking at her. Two, you are not supposed to be in submission with her. You are not supposed to be in submission with her. Because the rahim is rahim ghayr mahram. We have talked about the rahim before, that connecting the family ties, scholars differ on whether it is compulsory to connect all the family ties, your blood relations, that is compulsory to connect all of them, or it is only compulsory to connect those that you have mahramiya with. Scholars differ on this. But wallahu alam, the more correct view is that it is only those that you have mahramiya with, that is compulsory on you to connect. Those that if you happen to be a male and she happens to be a female, you cannot marry each other. If you happen to be a male and he happens to be a female, you cannot marry each other. So the blood relation between both of you is a blood relation that has what? Mahramiya. Are you with me? Both of you are males. You are males. But how do you know that this person, the relationship between both of you, the relationship, the blood relation between both of you is something that is worthy to be connected? This is what we want to establish here. The blood relation between both of you, the family side between both of you, something to be connected, compulsory. How do you know? So that is the way you know, according to the stronger view, is that if one of you is a male and the other is a female, you cannot marry each other. Meaning, there is mahramiya between both of you. But now both of you are males. Both of you are males. They just use that as what? As an explanation. So if both of you, one of you is a male and the other is a female, there is still mahramiya between both of you. So it is compulsory on you to connect that person. How do you say? But the person that there is no mahramiya between both of you, or if one of you happens to be a male and the other is a female, you can still marry each other. Yes, there is blood relation between both of you, but that blood relation is not blood relation that is what? Mahram. Are you with me? So who can tell me the blood relation between you and your cousin? Between you and your cousin. Ghayru mahram. Ghayru mahram or ghayru mahram. So meaning, if we are looking at what connecting the family ties, so to say, is it compulsory or you are calling to the stronger opinion to do similar to Russian in us or with him? It's not compulsory. But it's mustahab to do that. It is mustahab to do that. But it's not compulsory.
The ones that are compulsory are those ones that if one of you happens to be a male and the other is a female, you can never get married to each other. This is with respect to what? Connecting the family time. Is it when is it compulsory and when it is mustahab? But with respect to marriage, we have talked about those that you can marry and those that you cannot marry. Those that you can marry are those that the rahim between both of you is not rahim mahram or muharram. These are those that you can marry. So you can marry your cousins. You can marry your cousin. So all this is clear. So the shaykh continues. He said, وَصَبْعُ مِنَ الرَّضَاعِ. Seven have to do with rada. Have to do with rada. What is rada? That is breastfeeding. Lawu, sorry, nadhimul mazkurat. That have to do with those that are mentioned. Do you understand what he said? Said nadhimul mazkurat are similar to those mentioned. Now, when you are not by a woman, when you are not by a woman, that if she breastfeeds you, you become what? A son or a daughter. You become a son or a daughter. Are you with me? If a woman breastfeeds you, you become a son or a daughter. How many suckling? What is most correct is 5 suckling. خَمْسُ رَضَعَاتٍ يُحَرِّمْنَا 5 suckling. Some scholars said 2 suckling. Some said only 1 is enough. But what is really bad with evidence? Based on the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, is 5 suckling. But we are not going to the issue of ar-radaa today. The issue of radaa that we are talking about has to do with marriage. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَحْرُمُ مِنَ الرَّضَاعِ مَا يَحْرُمُ مِنَ النَّفَرِ. يَحْرُمُ مِنَ الرَّضَاعِ مَا يَحْرُمُ مِنَ النَّفَرِ. Those that you cannot marry as a result of breastfeeding, they are people that you can marry, they are similar ones, those similar to them, in what? In nafar, as a result of blood relations. Do you get it? You know, we have those that you cannot marry, because they are what? Your blood relation. And the blood relation is what? Blood relation that are the mahramiyah. So, if you have people similar to them, similar to those people with respect to breastfeeding, meaning you'll be having your foster mother, that is a woman that what? Breastfeed you. If a woman breastfeeds you, suckles you 5 times, she has become Ummuka min ar-Rada'a, your foster mother. Not your blood mother, but what? Foster mother. Just as you are foster mother, you have what? Foster aunt, you are foster sister, you are foster maternal aunt, paternal aunt. Are you with me? Foster daughter. You are foster daughter. If you are the one that breastfeeds a girl, she becomes your foster daughter. So, all these people, are they muharramat? So the Sheikh says, they are like that.
Now to go back to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمُ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَةِ وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ اللَّاتِ أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ and your foster mother and your foster sister. Did he say, and your foster aunt? Is it yet? Is it yet? Not yet. No foster aunt. We have foster mother. أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ لَا تَرْضَعْنَكُمْ وَأَخْوَاتُكُمْ إِنَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ We ask you. And by the way, Shaykh Islam and Tamir رحمه الله تعالى limited it and some salat to those ones. So, وأربع من السهر وهن then four people are from سهر. What is sihr? That is in-law. So al-musahara is in-lawship. How do you become an in-law to somebody? By what? By marriage. So the relationship between you and the person, if it is what? By marriage, you become what? An in-law to that person. If it is by birth, or blood, so to say, so that would be what? And nafar. So it may be what? Through postage. That is al-radar. So we have what? Al-nafar, al-radar, and al-musahara. So it is musahara through marriage in Russia. Wa-arba, they are four. Wa-hunna, they are ummahatu al-zawjah. Ummahatu al-zawjah. The mother of the wife. Your mother-in-law. Correct? Ummahatu al-zawjah. Your mother-in-law. Wa in ala wud. Who will be their watch? Their eye. Who will be the eye? That is the your mother-in-law, the grandmother of your mother-in-law. وَبَنَاتُهُنَّ their daughters. Their daughters. Meaning what? The daughters of your mother-in-law is what? Sister-in-law. وَإِنَّ ذَلْنَا هُمُنْ إِذْيَا لُوْ إِذَا كَانَ قَدْ دَقَلَ بِأُمَّهَاتِهِمْ if he has consummated their mother. Let me try to explain this quickly. Now, I get married to a woman. I get married to a woman. If I divorce her, or she dies from this marriage, can I marry the mother? I cannot marry the mother because I have gotten married to the daughter, though the daughter is no more alive or a divorced her. So I can't take I can't go and marry the mother. I can't go and marry the mother. Open by mere act. By mere act. A man has done act with a lady. He has not even consummated the marriage. He now decides that he is no longer interested in that lady. Later he comes across her mother. Can he do acting with the mother? Despite the fact that he has not consummated the marriage with the daughter. The answer is no. Since acting has taken place between him and the daughter of that woman, even no consummation, the angel has made that mother haram for the man to get married to. Is that clear? Bring up you. Bring up you with the daughter of a woman. Open without consummation is enough to make the... Somebody gets married to a woman. Before consummation. Before consummation. I'm going to take it in. Before consummation, the woman dies. Huh? Before consummation, the woman dies. Or he divorces the woman before consummation. In asking the daughter, can he marry the daughter? The answer is what? Yes. The answer is yes. Why? Because he has not consummated the marriage. He has not consummated the marriage. The Sharia gives him the permission to marry the woman. Whether he divorces the woman or the woman dies, and receives the daughter. As long as he has not consummated the marriage. However, if he consummates the marriage, he cannot go for the daughter. Even if the woman dies, he can't go for a daughter. He is not the type of people in divorces. Maybe the divorces the woman. The woman is still alive, the daughter is still alive. But a man to not appear to say, oh, I'm to marry this woman. And you look at the woman, is the mother of the mother of the the daughter of the woman he has divorced. So that of the daughter is stronger than that of the mother. Ordinary akdu makes the mother haram. Ordinary akdu, the daughter, makes the mother haram. So Minasha asked, are you saying the man is going to combine the two? No. If he divorces the daughter or the daughter dies, that is what you are talking about. If he divorces the daughter dies. So that is what we are talking about. Just ordinary akdu has prohibited the mother. But ordinary akdu does not prohibit the daughter. Ordinary akdu with the mother does not prohibit the daughter. Unless if he consummates the marriage with you. So, the Sheikh said, وَسَوْجَاتُ أَبْنَاهِ وَإِنَّ ذَلِنَا. Likewise, the daughter of Al-Abna, sorry, the wife of the chief of the son, the wife of the son. A man marries a lady. He divorces her. And the father of that man proposed to the lady. No, he cannot. Why? Because his son has married her before. Open ordinary akdu is enough. Ordinary what? Akdu is enough. Wa inna zanna wun ibi abdu. Wa zawjatun aba, the wife of the father. A man marries a girl and divorces her. The son of that man cannot say, okay, I want to marry you. Is that clear? So if you go to the Quran, you see the evidence for it. للنسب أو رضاء والأصل في هذا قوله تعالى حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم ببعض الأدرج إلى آخرها وقال يحرم من الرضاء ما يحرم من النسب ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء إلا ما قد سلف don't marry what your father what is married مدازة evidence الله سبحانه وتعالى وتسير وتوالائه أبنائكم وحلائه أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم and don't marry the wife of your children, your sons. sujood and the evidences. Inshallah, we'll continue some other time. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with Jesus of Arj. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
الحمد لله.